Hi everyone, welcome to Spotlight on Writers. Today we're here with Marina Antropo-Kramer, author of Roads, a novel. How are you, Marina?
I'm well, thanks, Melissa.
So can you tell us a bit about your background, education, and some jobs that you've held in the past?
Sure. I was born into an immigrant family in Europe at the end of the Second World War. And I have a degree in English from Uppsala College. I worked in many jobs in retail, in sales, in corporate middle management. But the most important work that I think I did that helped to prepare me for writing this book is I was a bookseller for almost 30 years. So I had the opportunity to talk with people about things that they read or things that they wanted to read, and to find out, you know, what people like, what people come back for, what they don't like, what kind of things turn them off, and to learn a little bit about the book business at the same time. So that was probably the best preparation I could have had for writing this book.
And can you give us a brief overview of what the book is about and the time period that it takes place?
Mm-hmm. Roads is set begins in the south of Russia, in Yalta, just as the Germans, as the Nazis are occupying the area. They occupied the south of Russia between 1943 and close to the end of the war in 1945. The family is caught in a bind because they're trying to stay together, but they find that they're going to be taken to work in German labor camps, and in order to try to make the best of that situation, they volunteer to go as a family, and then many things happen to them. They are they become separated, the men are separated from the women, and a lot of the story has to do with how they're trying to find or work their way back toward each other and find each other again. And along the way, they're caught in the bombing of Dresden and other, you know, important historical occurrences in that period. And in the end, they do find each other and find a way to, you know, to move forward and continue their lives.
Yes, you mentioned that they have hope of being able to start a new life as a family. So what are some of the major themes in your book?
The book deals a lot with refugees and immigrants. I mean, that quickly became a very important theme as I was working on it, and how it ties into the theme of home, defining home, what home means to people, what leaving home means to people. What happens to these people is because of the contact that they have with the Nazis, they are unable to return home, and they know that they will be unable to return home after the war is over. So it deals with that understanding, how people become refugees and what that means to them, how it changes their lives. It deals with the way different generations deal with things that happen to them. There's the young couple who are forced to make decisions that maybe they're not really prepared for yet. They're forced into an early maturity. And then there's the older people who have already experienced a great deal of upheaval and difficulty in their lives, in that, you know, everything that happened in Russia in the 20th century, the revolution and the civil war and the famine and the First World War, and all of these things that the older people have already experienced. And now they're bringing that knowledge and those skills into this new situation, which the young people don't have. So it deals with that as well. It deals with love, and, you know, and in a very real sense, it deals with love between people, in, you know, relationship type love, family love, love of country, and what those things mean, and how going through something, an upheaval like a war, changes the way people feel about things, important things like love.
And why did you choose the title Roads?
The title Roads is an interesting story. Roads is the title of a song that I kept hearing in my head as I started working on this material. I grew up with, my father had a very large record collection, and he loved playing Russian songs all the time. So I know I grew up with this kind of soundtrack of Russian music. But this particular song kept playing in my head. It was written in 1945, and it has to do with war, but it has to do with the awful things that war does to people, the brotherhood that it engenders in people who are caught in war, and the loss and the difficulties. And it just seemed like an appropriate title. And then as I started working on the material, I realized that it really was appropriate, that the family is making a journey to an unknown place. They're traveling on literal roads of asphalt and dirt. They're on trains and rivers and, you know, going from one place to another, not knowing where they're going to end up. And it also has to do very much with metaphorical roads, with people moving toward maturity, people moving toward an uncertain future, and people learning, picking up new understandings of what love means and forgiveness and things like that are really important aspects of people's lives.
And what is your personal connection to this family story?
The story is based in part on my family history. My family did live in the south of Russia at the end of the war, and they did work in German labor camps, and they did survive the bombing of Dresden. So there are certain points in the story which come from my family history. But I also knew, growing up in an immigrant community, I also knew a lot of other people who had similar experiences and who, like most of them, like to talk about the war years and what happened to them during the war. So as I spent literally my entire life kind of listening to and collecting this anecdotal material from people who would talk about what had happened to them. And then I did a lot of research and get the history right and to nail down the facts of the times and use that as a framework to present these stories and, to these composite characters that I created, because the characters do not necessarily represent people in my family. And I am not the child who was born at the end of the book, just to clarify that. But I felt a very definite personal connection, but I also felt that it was a story about what happened to a particular group of people that has not really had much exposure in literature. And I kind of felt the need to put it out there and let people know.
And can you tell us about some new projects that you're working on?
I can. I do have to, and Rhodes is a little bit of a departure for the work that I've done all along. It's the only one that I've written which has a definite historical aspect to it. Most of my other work is contemporary and does not deal with ethnic issues or that sort of thing. But since the book has come out, some people have asked whether there's going to be a sequel, what's going to happen to the family after the book ends. And even though I have decided not to write a sequel in that sense, I am working on a new project which is centered around the life of one of the minor characters from Rhodes. And it takes place 10 years later in Brussels, where she is living. That's all I can say about it at this time. It's very much something that I'm working on, which is not anywhere near completion yet, but I'm looking forward to getting that out there as well.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today, and we wish you a lot of success with the book.
Thank you, Melissa. It's been a pleasure talking to you.